Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 18th of January. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear. More importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy. We talk to our freshwater reporters, and we will finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 21st of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. It's really easy. You can listen at a time that suits you. Just go to the website, planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. You'll find all the shows there and a selection of archived interviews with fishing experts going back about 10 years or so. Lots of information. planetaudio.org.nz/hooked on fly fishing. Listen at a time that suits you. Okay, let's look at some weather. Let's get straight into it. The Auckland marine weather. The situation. A ridge loaves over the North Island while a weakening front over the South Island moves north today. A stronger front moves over the South Island during Saturday, then over the North Island on Sunday, followed by a west to southwest flow until Tuesday. The forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Southwest 10 knots, easing to variable 5 knots for a time in the morning, rising to westerly 15 knots in the afternoon, then turning northwest 10 knots in the evening. Sea slight. Fine apart from morning and evening cloud. The outlook for Sunday, northwest 15 knots developing early morning, turning southwest 15 knots in the afternoon. Cloudy periods, chance of a morning shower. Not too bad on the harbours if you're out in the morning. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Morning cloud, then fine. However, cloud increases again in the evening and isolated showers developing. Westerlies developing in the afternoon. The Waikato region on Sunday, showers clearing in the afternoon and becoming fine. Northwesterlies changing southwest. Now, if you're fishing in the Rotorua region, forecast for Saturday, fine apart from low cloud or fog in the morning. Westerlies developing in the morning. Sunday in Rotorua, cloudy periods, a few showers developing, westerlies. If you're further south into the Taupo and Taumarunui region, Saturday, fine apart from morning cloud, westerlies developing in the morning. Taupo Taumarunui on Sunday, rain, clearing during the morning, but cloudy periods remain, northwesterlies changing southwest. For our South Island listeners in the Canterbury Plains region, forecast for Saturday, high cloud thickening with a few spots of rain. Winds turning gusty northwest. Canterbury Plains region on Sunday, fine northwesterlies. Overall, not too bad up until Sunday lunchtime. Let's look at some river levels. The Punu River is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu. It's currently at 8.14 metres and falling. It's flowing at 7 cubic metres per second, ideal conditions. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is at 1 metre. It's flowing 1.3 cumics and falling, low and clear. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pairoa and Waihi, is currently at 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 4 cubic metres per second. It's in good condition. The Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.3 of a metre. It's in good nick. And the Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.6 metres and falling. It's flowing at 4.4 cubic metres per second. These are good readings for this river. The Nongataha River, measured at State Highway 5, is at 1.79 cubic metres per second. And the level is 0.77 of a metre. It's in good condition. The Whakapapa River is currently at 3 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 10.1 this week. And the Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 14.7 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 44. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is currently 22.5 cumics, down from a high of 40 this week. Now, as we've heard Met Service say, a good weekend of weather is on the way. Enjoy the fishing and be careful when wading. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent websites, updated continuously. Thank you. Okay. We'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light shining through the window, let me know everything is alright. Sing the song.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz in my mind.
Have a sing.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jazz in. From the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He's an expert angler, don't you worry about that. And Bert, as always, is live on here with us now. Good evening, Bert, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Colin. Yep.
Are you well?
Hanging in there, one foot out the other, yep.
Very good. Now, can we have a big catch-up, please, on what's been happening in the Rotorua region, rivers, lakes, fishing, what have you heard around the traps?
How long have you got?
Well, we've got 15 minutes.
Okay,
or so.
I can't remember whether it was done afterwards or before our last conversation, but the display pond at the Rotorua Hatchery and the children's fish out pond both had to be emptied for maintenance. So the display pond fish were taken out, and the tigers, etc., went into Rotomar, and the browns and rainbows went into Rotorua at one particular spot. And when they weighed and measured them, they were absolutely gobsmacked because some of those fish were in excess of 10 kilos. Mm. which is a pretty impressive fish.
It is. Oh, yes.
So far, we've had about 11 or 12 that I know of being caught, and the biggest so far has been 16 pound.
Goodness me.
So they compare with that monster from down the Mackenzie country that's caught over the last couple of days at 55 pound, but they're still up there for Rotorua. That's a pretty impressive rainbow, too. That's the thing about it, was a rainbow. Now, they also emptied out the kids' fish out pond. That went into two different spots. They went to the boat ramp at the Nongatahar mouth and also down to Hamarana mouth. Now, I was there at the Hamarana one, and they got a bit of a shock. They went from 10-degree water to 21-degree water, it was at the time. So they got a bit of a shock, but quite a few of those being caught too. They're very distinctive. And right at the moment, within the last hour, Hamarana has really fired. So there's been a huge, huge amount of fish come in there. We've got a southwesterly wind, which is pushing the water column out to the left. The fish are stacked up all over the place. There's still fish cruising, but most of them are stacked up and they're pretty spooky. Though you cast your line out, they move out of the way, and then they move back in. So yeah, it's been interesting there. Awaho's fished very well. There's times when been huge numbers of browns and everything everywhere. So it's a matter of getting out there and doing it. I think there were some browns caught at 14 pound there as well. So there's certainly been some brilliant fishing around. It has varied a bit. The wind has changed. We had a southerlies for a few days, kind of slowed things up a little bit. Hasn't dropped the temperature of the lake, which is up around the 22 degree mark almost all the way down. And the dissolved oxygen levels, of course, are up quite high as well. So there's been some amazing fishing to be had. We've had a few patches of rain come through, and the browns shot up the Nongatahar and the Waitati. So we've had some amazing fishing up there. In fact, we had one that ended up with about 40 millimetres of rain came down overnight, and one local angler ended up shooting in there just as the rain started, and he said the number of browns that were coming up and the pictures that he sent out have been absolutely phenomenal. Of course, we're coming to an end of the brown trout at the moment. They'll sort of taper off now until probably not till May, June, July again.
Okay.
But they'll still be around the mouth for a fair while. There'll still be some in the rivers. They'll come and go. So it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it.
Very good. Now, I presume lots of anglers around with school holidays still going.
Yeah, surprisingly, it wasn't quite as many as I expected. I think the sort of the high petrol prices made a bit of an input inroad into people coming over. But been a few. I mean, we had three rows out at Awaho, and mostly all were catching. In fact, there were on one particular day I was out there. There were three different rows, probably around about 30 people, all up. So yeah, it's just a matter of getting out there. But vary what you're using. They're taking size 10 ginger mix. They're taking a size 6 green orbit. They'll take a size 6 grey ghost, and then all of a sudden they won't take anything. Mm-hmm. So you change over to a gold bead here in copper or something along those lines, here's there, things like that,
okay,
and you start catching again. So then all of a sudden they go off that, and you go back to your wet flies again, and they start taking those again. And that could happen 3-4 times a session.
Yeah, so mix it up until it works.
Absolutely, yep.
Okay. The old Gioconda fly still work down there?
Yeah, still pulling fish out on the Gioconda. It's quite good. Cast it if you can, cast across the current line, just let it drift down and dead slow retrieve. In fact, on all of the flies so far have been dead slow retrieves up the current.
Okay.
And they've been quite amazing at the number of pulls they get on the line versus the number of hookups.
Okay.
Been quite been quite amazing, really.
Okay.
Big difference.
Yeah, as you say, the lake, 22 degrees, that's very warm water, so the trout are hanging around the stream mouths, moving into the colder water.
Yeah, it's been crazy fishing over here at times, and other times it's been really, really hard, but night fishing's been quite good too.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it, really, to be honest.
What have you heard about the lakes itself?
It has been hard. Thermoclines are formed on Tararuta and Rotowiri. Have been a bit tough. The smaller lakes, of course, like Okaraka, a lot of people out there. Water skiing and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
It's been a pain in the neck for anglers. Rio Fakaiti is another one. Heaps of people staying out there and the water skiers and that, so it's been really hard there. But most of them have been hanging around on Rotowiri and Tararuta. Haven't heard much out of Tararuta or Okataina, but I know that at times it's been very hard on Rotowiri, but the fish that are coming out have been really, really good.
Okay, so it's very positive and we're
off to absolutely,
yeah. Yeah. Very good. Lovely to catch up. Thank you, Bert, for the information. Love to talk to you again next week.
Yeah, it should be around Timmy. As soon as we finish here, I'm likely to race straight down to Hammeranda and throw a line out and see what I can come up with.
Okay. Now, can we have your contact details before you go, Bert?
027-289-6079. Flick us a text or give us a call and I can update you on what's happening, where and when,
right,
and why.
There's the offer, anglers. Rotorua Fishing, Bert Robinson, 027-289-6079. He's happy to help with any information you may require. Bert, lovely to catch up. Thanks for that. Go out there and get amongst them.
Yep, I will do that.
Thanks, Bert. See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson. And he means that. You can ring him or text 027-289-6079. And he's very free with his information about which way the wind's blowing, where the fish are, what flies to use, where to go, all that sort of stuff. It's free. Well done. Okay, a quick break, and then more fishing stuff.
Don't know the right words to say, I'm not magic. Don't hold the world in my hands. Wish I could fly through the air like a hero. But I'm just someone who loves you. That's all I am. Wish I could take you away to a palace. The queen of the land, all the riches and gold, I don't have them. I'm just someone who loves you, that's all I have. Love that is pure and sacred. And with you, that's everything to me. So I'll cherish the moment I saw you. I might not get much more than that, but if you look in my heart, you find that I'm someone who loves you. That's what I am. Do 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 do. So I'll cherish the moment I saw you.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, Martin Langlands, he's based in the South Island, and he has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a cast instructor, and a fishing guide. And Martin's aim when he's with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. Now, we're very lucky that Martin is live on air with us now. Good evening, Martin.
And hello, how are you going?
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, yes, same to you.
Are you well?
Very well, thank you.
Now, I've been looking on your Facebook page, Martin Langlands.
Mm-hmm.
You've been very, very busy start to the new year.
Yeah, I have. Look, I have. No, I started, even before then, I started guiding pretty solidly on, I think, December the 27th.
Okay.
And you went really busy just up until a couple of days ago. I've just had a wee small family holiday with my family, which was really nice. But
yes.
Aside from that, yeah, mostly just fishing.
Okay. Clients from all around the world, I presume?
Yeah, for sure. Look, Japan, America, Australia, mainly, some English.
Okay. Do you charge the Australians extra?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we don't show them the good spots early on either, you know. No, it's all the unified charge. But no, look, it's been a really interesting time for sure.
Okay, tell us about the river conditions, levels, and give us a big description. Tell us.
Yeah, a bit of a rundown. Yeah, sure. So, you know, look, as you probably said, I'm based in Canterbury. I live in Darfield. So, you know, I do quite a lot of work north in Canterbury, and I do quite a lot of work south in South Canterbury. So I do the whole of Canterbury, and I do quite a bit of the West Coast. I do a bit of North Otago. So I have a pretty good feel, and also I know a lot of people. So, you know, I chat with a lot of fishermen, I answer a lot of questions and help them. So, you know, some general feels here. Look, river conditions are really good. We've been so lucky this year in that we've had a lot of rain up until now, and we've even had a little bit over the sort of new year and early new year period. So rivers, you know, by now, often a lot of our smaller rivers would be getting quite droughted, and you know, almost time to walk away from them. Well, right now, they've just sort of actually come into their own right now.
Okay.
And we're starting to get hot days, so they will drop quickly. So, yeah, a very extended season. So lots of really nice small streams, foothill rivers that have been, you know, fishing quite well. So that's a really good sign. That's on the east coast, so that's excellent. The big braided rivers that I often refer to, Rangitata, Rakaia, Haranui, Waia, they've all gone quite low and clear, and they're big, vast rivers. You know, some may say the final frontier in many ways. You know, they're big and vast. They change a lot. They flood a lot. And but right now they're really stable, so wide open.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of fishing potential for all sorts of fishing, not just fly fishing. Great for soft baiting, spinning, whatever you do, streamers. So, you know, they're in really good shape. And then on the west coast, you're just starting to head into that cicada time. You're on the west coast of the South Island. You know, it's obviously subtropical, a little bit like what you maybe have in some of the North Island. So it's very forested, so you get a lot more cicadas and larger cicadas, and the fish often will start to comb around the big pools looking for cicadas. So, you know, that's just about to crank up. You know, as we've had some nice hot days, so that's on the go. But also the Westland Spring Creeks, you know, Westland, West Coast's been good this year. Often Colin, you know, gets a lot of rain from the nor'westers, but hasn't been too bad, so the rivers have been quite stable over there. So all in all, some really nice trout fishing, some phenomenally conditioned fish. Maybe not a great year for numbers in a lot of places, but certainly, you know, high-quality fishing.
But the fish that are there are in good nature.
Oh, really good. And just in the last 2 or 3 days, yeah, I've encountered some beautiful mayfly hatches. Jeepers, just crazy. You know, just trout everywhere going rising. Not saying they were easy. You know, we obviously had to go to really long leaders, you know, 12 to 15 feet. And even then, that didn't answer a lot of our problems, you know.
Okay.
You'd put these beautiful presentations with a small dry and maybe a little emerger behind, and, you know, the fish would just take off as soon as you landed. So, you know, it's just that nice time of year down here. The high country lakes also, you know, dragonfly nymphs, damselfly nymphs, some beetle falls. So, you know, all systems go.
Very good. Now, looking at your forecast, tomorrow in your region, you've got
pretty good.
High cloud. It's going to be warm, gust 28 degrees, and Sunday's a beautiful day.
Yeah, and that would be the other thing to remember too, if anglers are about, and you know, you get those real hot days, like the, you know, really hot days from 25 through to 30 degrees, willow grubs are falling off the willow trees big time.
Oh, okay.
And that's really good if you can time it out on the hot days, because they are the days the willow grubs, you know, they live in those red blisters that you'll see on the willow leaves, and they'll come out in big numbers, and trout will go nuts on them on the really hot days. So that's another facet to keep an eye on. If it's going to be that hot over the weekend, good willow grubbing.
Okay, so they're literally just plopping down on the surface and
the
trout to swoop.
And, you know, a lot of people have difficulty fishing willow grubs, and, you know, it's not all easy, but all I could recommend to people is just try lots of different stuff. Generally what I do is use a small, a really small indicator fly and then drop down about 12 inches, a dropper, and then I use size 18 or 16 really lightly weighted willow grub imitations, and okay. repeated presentations tend to be the way on that.
Okay.
But also you can use things like Greenwell's Glory, you can use a foam bug, Stu Tripney of Stu's Fly Shop does a version of that, you know, where you have a strip of foam, yellow foam that floats.
Yeah.
The key to willow grubbing is have lots of options, there's no one silver bullet, and keep persevering.
Okay, we've just been talking to Bert Robinson in mm-hmm. the Rotorua region just
yep.
before you, and he said the trout, the Lake Rotorua is 22 degrees and all hang around the stream mouths looking for call the winter.
Sure.
Call the water, and the fishing's just gone mad at the stream mouth. He said, but they are a bit picky. You've got to persevere, change your fly. Give it 10 minutes, change.
Yeah, that's the one. If you find fish or you sense there's a lot of fish there and, you know, you're banging away whatever method you're doing, however you're doing it, and if it's not working, go and have a sit down for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, that's something I've really found. I've often done that when I guide. You know, we'll come across a fish, we might put a cast on it, it came and look at the fly and then got a bit nervous. And if it's a really good fish and one of those days where we're not seeing huge numbers, I'll often sit down, have lunch, and invariably bang, put a fresh set of flies over the fish, give it a break, and bang, you can get it.
Okay. Now, talking about that, mm-hmm. you're fishing a lot to casting to sighted fish. Do you get much trouble with people walking up the stream behind you or in front of you coming down? Or
I wouldn't say a lot of trouble, but, you know, certainly it happens for sure.
Okay.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Obviously, it's been a very busy time for just river use generally. Yeah, look, once in a blue moon, yeah, not often. Often what we do, and we're really quite into this, is I'll leave a really overt note in my car.
Yes.
So what I've actually done is I've typed out these various sheets. So, like, what I might say is, you know, we've parked here, we're walking up the river, fishing up, or, you know, we're going to walk down and then fish back. So I leave a note on my car, but that doesn't bulletproof it. So occasionally we do have people walking in behind us or walking up in front of us.
Yeah.
But it's generally pretty occasional. Sometimes I think it's just naivety, people don't realise. But I know myself, if I go somewhere and I see a note like that, I'm going to go somewhere else. And as a professional guide, and I know our association, we're really into trying to, we definitely, you know, endeavour to do that if we can.
I understand, yeah. Now, talking about Professional Guides Association,
mm-hmm.
Fish and Game are going to have a crackdown on so-called other guides, I believe, this year.
Right.
Which is
a good thing. I mean, it's an interesting thing. I don't want to get too political and contentious because, you know, we're surrounded by politics, aren't we? Trump and his wall, fishing game versus dairy farming, which, you know, I have my set opinions on, but it doesn't really matter right now. Yeah, I think a lot of New Zealanders probably need to understand there's a lot of overseas guides that come here and guide here. And don't do any of the transaction here and do it quite illegally here.
Yes.
And obviously they're trying to crack down on that a little bit, which is a justified thing.
Yeah, I agree. Apparently some guys, as you say, they live overseas
mm-hmm.
and they just fly in and meet their client at the airport and fly out again.
I've been dealing with this since the early 90s.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for sure. Back then it was a little easier to find because, I mean, you know, the internet wasn't as happening. And I remember distinctly I worked for Lakebrunner Lodge and there was a really good, the owner was a guy, Ray Grubb, and he was a really good, quite an intellectual guy. He came from Wellington originally and he was in the government department and he knew exactly how to deal with it. I remember distinctly one day he got internal affairs to wait at the hotel of this overseas American guide that was guiding.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed they did. The internal affairs agents went and got him and said, here you go, you're going back to the airport right now. So let's hope that we get a bit onto that. I think it's an important thing for New Zealand to, you know, with this whole, just to protect its industries a little bit.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Very hard to do though, Colin. That's I guess, the contentious part of it. A lot of people, you know, do the transaction back home, so it's very hard to prove that they're guiding here, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, let's get on to it, yeah. Okay, now, thank you, Mark. Lovely to have a catch up. It sounds like it's all go in the South Island. Get out
it
there.
It really is all go. Look, lakes are fantastic.
Okay.
You know, all of Twizel, Tekapo, that central South Island. It's really all system go. Brilliant mayfly hatches. Long may the nice weather last and things don't get too dry and too hot. We haven't hit that, what you were saying about Rotorua yet, but I suspect we're about to.
Yeah. Now, just talking about the canal fishing, what about this rumoured 55-pound trout?
Yeah, I don't know much about that. I read about that on the internet before. Look, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I know. Yeah. I frequently know the Christchurch cult, I'll call them, because it really is a... There's a lot of people enamoured with fly fishing the canals, and so they should be. They're frequently getting the really good anglers. I mean, when I say frequently, they're not getting multiples of fish, but they're frequently getting 30, 35-pounders. So a 55 wouldn't probably be too much off the cards.
Yeah, so they're trying
to... And it could indeed be a world record for sure.
It could be, yeah, that's right. Mm. All right. Now, your contact details, please.
Yeah, sure, Martha. You can find me at Facebook. Just put in Martin Langlands or Troutlands New Zealand. Or you can come to my website, www.troutlands.com.
All right, there you go, anglers. Have a look at Martin Langlands on Facebook. Excellent photography and fishing stuff.
Thank you.
And then troutlands.com, all those DVDs.
No, really exciting time. I just urge all anglers to get out and do it, you know, all ages.
Excellent. Thank you, Martin. Catch you next week.
Thank you, Colin. Talk more next week.
See ya.
See ya, bye.
Mr. Martin Langlands, have a look at troutlands.com or on Facebook, Martin Langlands. Very good websites and stuff he's got. Okay, quick break, then more fishing stuff. Fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Turangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella, and Happy New Year.
Hello. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Are you well?
We're fantastic, thank you. Enjoying the summer. We could do with a little less wind, but no, it's been very pleasant. Gorgeous.
Okay. Well, just looking at your forecast for tomorrow, it's going to be warm, 26, 27 degrees. It's fine. Possible shower on Sunday afternoon.
I know. We've really been particularly lucky over the summer break. We've had not a huge amount of rain. We've had quite a bit of wind this year, which has been difficult to harbour if you want to fish on the lake. So for those that normally would be out there jigging and hauling and lead lining and using their downriggers, it's actually really been quite difficult, so you've really had to pick your time. So we've had some evenings where the wind's dropped away, or first thing in the morning. But generally speaking, we've had a tremendous amount of wind, a lot more than we did last year, which is a bit of a nuisance. But apart from that, weather has been nice.
Okay. Well, we're noticing up here, Stella, I do a lot of saltwater fly stuff. Very nice in the morning, but every day now the wind builds up. Pretty much 1 o'clock onwards, it sometimes blows you off the harbour. You've got to be out early at the moment. Yeah.
Exactly the same here, even, you know, earlier. And it's been southwesterly. We've had lots of easterlies as well. We really have had quite sort of bizarre wind patterns. You know, we've had southeast. It's not usual for this time of the year. Normally we'll have our prevailing southwesterly. And it is a nuisance, as you say, pushing people off the lake. Which is a shame, especially when, you know, it's the prime time to be out there enjoying it. So, but apart from that, you know, relatively speaking, we have been quite fortunate. Those fish that have been caught have been great. In actual fact, it probably protects the species if you actually start thinking about it. There's not a lot of fish harvested as a result of that. But in saying that, we have had a couple of days over the last week where we've had sort of 60 mils of rain over two nights, which is significant, a huge amount of rain really for this time of the year. And so rivers have been up. Most of that's fallen on the flats. And as those rivers have cleared, naturally you've got our fly fishers are out there, and they have certainly enjoyed some fantastic fishing. So not only back country, but on the flats as well. So no, there's certainly some good fishing to be had.
Okay, now I looked at the river levels on the TT today. It's down to 0.3 of a metre. And been a long, steady fall. It must be in pretty good condition.
Perfect conditions now, yesterday and today, and will continue to be. But, you know, the lake levels come up a little bit with that significant amount of rain we've had in the early part of the week. But in all the rivers in the catchment, including, you know, Waipakihi, so that's Tongariro, Waimarino, you know, Waitaka, all the way forward, all the way up, all have had additional rain as a, you know, or volume, should I say, in colour, which has eased out. And so as a result of that, little bit of, you know, drop in barometric pressure has brought those fish in. So the fishing has been actually superb.
Oh, very good. What about stream mouse in the evening? Is that going well too?
River mouse have been, well, obviously western lake edge when you've got southwesterly, and the opposite if you've got, you know, an easterly. But in, from our point of view, in fact, I've talked about it, I think, just about every night for the last 20 or 30 nights, but we really haven't had many nights where we've been able to actually fish comfortably. These stream mouse of those small, the little gaps which we have had, fishing has actually been pretty consistent and some really nice fish. But no, we've, as you said, we've had that wind, and that wind has tended to harbour right through, not dropping until, you know, often late at night, which is unfortunate. It's really difficult to read the weather, really, to actually understand why we've got this wind, and that wasn't in the long-term forecast. So one hopes as this month edges out and February and March normally are a little bit more settled, so let's hope that wind eases.
Yes, well, February, March, traditionally much better than January, I find, but more settled anyway. Okay,
yes,
now I presume there's still lots of people around, school holidays, anglers, etc.
Certainly, I think probably the fact that we've had a bit of wind and the weather has been quite inclement in the early part of this week, and I mean 2 or 3 days of torrential rain, has pushed a few fishers for shows home. And also there have been a lot of people that have been camping, which due to the fact that we had very heavy rain would have actually probably just about been washed out, which is most unfortunate. So certainly some of the camping grounds have felt that, and some of those that have large numbers, you know, families and things staying, it's been difficult with the fact that we've had, you can't really get outside. But there's certainly reasonable numbers still around. It's a long weekend this weekend. It's Wellington anniversary. There's a huge amount of traffic on the road. And so it's evident to me that I think the next few days are going to be quite nice, as you say, in the forecast. So as a result of that, people will take advantage of that, often staying, you know, a week or 10 days through to Auckland anniversary or a little bit longer. So you get that next flush of people. But, you know, for those that have actually been on the water, fishing river-wise has been superb. You know what I mean? We've had amazing cicada hatch. We've had amazing dry fly fishing over the last 2 to 3 weeks, so especially in the last few days it's been quite spectacular, not only the bigger river but also the smaller rivers, little pressure, but certainly some very, very productive fishing. So, you know, all is not lost.
Okay, now, can we have a, what have you heard about the big lakes, Otamanakau, Rotowaira, Kuratau? How have they been going?
All been subjected to wind, as you can well imagine.
Oh,
so
yes.
Unfortunately, with any elevation, naturally they attract a little bit more wind. And, you know, we've had some days where it's been particularly cool, you know, a lot colder than we would expect normally. Certainly being able to fish at the lake edge and probably a nymph rather than perhaps a dry and a dropper. But, yes, no, I mean, there's certainly fish being caught and there's been some very nice fish caught. But, you know, really when you think about it, the wind does preclude those anglers that would rather be out on in a boat or a tube, and which makes it a little bit more difficult. As I say, and as we chatted a moment ago, often February and March are a little bit more settled, which is time to be on the water from that point of view. But, you know, really when you think about it, every day is different and you just take the opportunity as it arises. So, you know, some days we have wind and other days we don't. So if you want to be on the lakes and you want to be out on a tube or a boat, actually probably the first few hours in the day, as you said, the same sea fishing.
Okay.
Take the advantage and just keep an eye on
and
the weather
pattern. Take a jacket because it can get bloody cold up the top.
You're not telling me. Absolutely. We have been really lucky. I mean, our temperatures have been great, but I mean, I must admit at the beginning of the week, you know, we had 12s, and I did notice several of our locals here who are quite hardy characters had their fires going. So that gives you an indication, it just drops so dramatically so quickly.
Well, your forecast, as I say, is 26 or something tomorrow, so it's not too bad at all at the moment.
I think we're definitely going to be affected by this weather that's in Australia, aren't we? So
Well, hopefully that will should arrive, another couple of days or so?
A couple of days. So we'll have a little bit of a spin-off from that. So there'll certainly be some drier, warmer temperatures.
Yeah. Anything else you've heard around the traps, or it's all just ticking over quite nicely?
It is, actually. And, I mean, as I say, it's been unfortunate that those that would normally be able to boat fish, the jigging has probably been quite consistent out from where we are at Te Rangita, and especially along the Waitotoko beach area right up through to Mission Bay, quite consistent, and first thing in the morning though, as you've said. And so as a result of that, not lots of fish, but certainly some very nice fish.
Okay, there's no point seeing it at home, you just got to get out there and get amongst them.
You certainly do. And absolutely, if anyone's on the road today, please be really careful. It appears that we've got an accident up the road here at the present point in time, so there's just incredible amount of traffic on the road, so one needs to
I'd forgotten
bear in mind
about
that.
Wellington anniversary weekend, yes. So they're all heading north at the moment.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Everyone's going north, they
certainly are. Okay. All right, lovely to catch up, Stella. Thank you for that. And
You're most welcome.
Talk again soon.
Absolutely. Talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks, Stella. Bye.
Bye.
There's Stella Gordon from the Taupo to Rangi area. Now, that's a shame. There's an accident there. I'd forgotten, as I just said, about Wellington anniversary weekend. They're all pouring north into Taupo Tūrangi region to go fishing. You need to be very, very careful. And a couple of weeks from now, the opposite applies. Everyone heads south for the Auckland anniversary long weekend. Be careful out on the roads. By the sounds of it, the fishing's good. Rotorua, South Island, Canterbury Plains, West Coast, and now Taupo Tūrangi. The lakes, rivers, all going well. Get out there, get amongst them. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then we'll return with the fly fishing tip of the week. Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Okay, we've got time for the fly fishing tip of the week. The fly fishing tip of the week. Check the relationship of the sun to the area you are fishing. If the fish look into the sun, use a dark pattern. It will provide a silhouette. If the sun is behind the fish, use a bright or reflective pattern. If it is cloudy or if the sun is directly overhead, use natural colours. Here we go. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing.